Editor's note. The name has been changed to protect the identity of the person. Southeast Saskatchewan. Bullying happens at schools among students, and it can happen at the workplace among employees or employers, but it can also be the teacher who is the bully. Now a senior citizen, George, who resides in Southeast Saskatchewan, remembers his elementary school years all too well, as they were a tough time due to the principal at his school. George went to a school outside of Saskatchewan, which was funded by families. It was a Christian school where the curriculum was based around the Bible and the focus was on religion. When George started school in grade 1, a new principal was hired, and this created many issues for George and his two best friends. The principal, according to George, did not like him nor his friends, and this showed over the years. George's first few years in school went all right. But as George moved up in grades, so did the bullying from this principal who also taught grades 7 and 8. George said he was a quiet student and so were his friends, but this made no difference to the principal, as he claims the principal simply disliked them. He would never step out of line in school, for if he did, the principal would be on him instantly. At times, an assembly was held in the hallway for the 100 students that attended this school. George and his friends would need to sit straight, with their hands in their laps and not move. He said if they put their arm to the side, the principal would grab them by the arm so tight it would leave bruises on the young boy's arms. Other kids could move around, and nothing was done, but George would feel he was in front of the firing squad with this man. He now realizes that the principal was a bully towards him, but at the time he was terrified of the man, since he was the principal. Telling this to his parents was futile as they never supported George. As George reached grade 6, he was an excellent student and had high marks, but that all changed the following year. Grade 7 was a horrible year for the young man, as his grades dropped and his fear of this principal, who was now his teacher, grew. "I could not do anything right for this teacher," said George. "The teacher would give us death looks, which was very intimidating to us." He began to hate school and had one more year to go. He barely passed grade 8 and was happy to leave the school. He feels that it can take one horrible teacher to turn off a student from school. George also felt that science, history and geography were not taught properly at this school, as they focused too much on religion. "I am not saying that religion is bad," he said, "but we were lost when we hit public high school because it was not taught enough." Feeling like he was far behind the other students, his last 2 years at the separate school were write-offs as he constantly made sure not to look sideways and get in trouble for it. "I remember one time when I put my arm up so I could go to the bathroom," said George. "The teacher saw me and refused to acknowledge me, so I put my arm down. It was at this time that the teacher made me put my arm in the air for no reason," he said. "My arm grew tired, so I supported it with my other hand, and I was disciplined for this. They could not even look at the students beside them as this had the boys in the office or getting an in-school suspension." George feels this is why he never completed high school, but this did not stop him from becoming successful in life. The principal never liked these three friends, and he said, "Parents need to listen to their kids if they come home complaining about a mean teacher. I was never a troublemaker, the teacher just did not like us, and my parents never listened to me," George said.